Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You tune in, this is DoubleLab.com. I've been listening to the sounds of a guy called Gerald for the past almost hour, and very pleased to have Gerald in the studio this afternoon, this early evening. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm fine.
So we have readjustments of the mixing board going on.
One, two, testing, one, two.
Wake everybody up. So definitely a cool vibe. Definitely enjoyed this type of stuff you were playing this afternoon.
Yeah, it's really laid back because I'm not used to this kind of weather. So
yeah,
I want to go slow. No really fast beats. Everything really laid back.
Yeah.
Those are strings. Some nice kind of Brazilian style kind of stuff, you know. A bit spicy.
Yeah. Nice. I like that stuff a lot. So you're based now in New York.
Mm, yeah.
Where are you originally from?
I'm from Manchester in England.
Okay, cool. So the northern side.
All right.
So the weather overall here is totally different than...
It's different from New York, and it's definitely different from Manchester.
Yeah. A lot less rain, lot sunnier.
Mm.
Nice. And how long have you been over in New York?
Roughly around 2 years now.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's home.
Yeah.
It's like somewhere my studio is and like everything else. So it's kind of... And it's a nice base to have, you know? Mm. Especially if you travel around a lot. It's a good kind of connection point.
Mm. Nice. So you've been producing for a long time. I mean, years before most, there's a lot of people coming on the scene, and you're one of the kind of forefathers of you know, electronic music and you know, all different styles. When did you actually get into producing tunes?
I think probably around about 86, 87 when I first started. But I did my first record when I think it was about 1988. When I did like my very first tune.
Wow. That was the whole acid house scene going on at that point.
That's right, yeah.
Nice. That kind of transitioned after a while into the drum and bass thing, and you were one of the first names in drum and bass as well. How did that style, you know, just hit you? Where did you start, you know?
It was a graduation, really. It kind of... I mean, I suppose, like, over here, there was a big gap in, like, you got, like, first you got a bit of acid house and then you got jungle kind of thing. Mm. Whereas in between that, there was a graduation of, like, hardcore, where it was, like, a load of breaks and kind of, like, beats with the drums, I mean, with the kind of house style thing.
Yeah, like the early breakbeat,
yeah.
Too Bad Mice and stuff like that.
Yeah, so that kind of stuff started happening, and then that developed, you know, like with MCs chatting over the top, and then that developed into kind of like a more of a ragga feel, and then it got into being jungle, and then from there it became like drum and bass. But it was a really kind of slow graduation, I think, you know. It wasn't like one and then the other. It's like, nowadays I think it's more kind of people actually say, like, oh, well, let's invent a genre.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know.
Then it was just the kind of logical steps and development, you know, organic. So, very nice. So you've worked, were part of 808 State back in the day as well.
Yeah.
Doing that stuff.
I was for a little while. That was interesting. I mean, for me, it was an education in, like, you know, working in studios and stuff like that. And also, you know, it was kind of a grounding in a way.
Mm.
Kind of, but I don't know, I'm not too good at working with groups. No.
Yeah. More of an individual.
Yeah.
So now, I guess the flip side to that, as the individual producer now, the new record, you're working with a lot of different artists, a lot of guests on this record. Do you find that's easier to kind of be the man in control and then bring in other people to contribute?
Yeah, totally. Because that way it's a lot easier to kind of like push an idea across. If you're actually working with people as a group, communication sometimes isn't too kind of, you know, hot.
Yeah.
So I mean, I see it happen with loads of groups, you know, they always like split up or whatever, and I wanted to do what I'm doing. I wanted to keep it constant, even if it's like over a long period of time. I wanted to keep it something where I was constantly putting things out, like in succession to each other, over a period of time. I kind of started doing that around about the time I did 28 Gun Bad Boy, and that was after I left Sony, and then 5 years after that I did Black Secret Technology.
So I guess part of that too, wanting to you know, develop and do that stuff, was Juicebox.
Yeah.
And getting that together. When did Juicebox actually get off the ground? When you...
We started around about 90... I think it was 92.
Yeah.
When I first started doing that. And it was interesting because that came out of a sound system thing that I had. It actually had this little sound system that I used to like just take around my side and like play at different places, and we decided to call it Juicebox because we had these big fat speaker boxes, you know, loads of bass and all that, because it was all about that. And then we kind of moved from that into a kind of production of vinyl and stuff like that.
Yeah, nice. But definitely, the Black Secret Technologies is one of our favorites. We're actually playing a bunch of it earlier this afternoon, and it's amazing. That came out, was that 95 or 96 when that came out?
I think it might have been 95. I think it was 95.
Yeah. Because it's just, I mean, the sounds on that, you know, are so fresh. It's just, you stick it on and it's, I mean, for you as a producer, I know it's always tough to kind of look back on work. Mm. But, you know, on the listening side of it, music like that, you know, there's certain music that just remains timeless, you know, and these different things happen, these different trends happen. But, you know, we listen to a lot of your old tunes and it's just still, you know, just got that energy within it. So, you know, it's amazing. This new album is 5 years in the making or so.
Mm.
So was it tough to really to build on that? And, you know, what was the process like working on that record and trying to keep fresh and saying, okay, this is something I'm still feeling, you know, even though I recorded it a year ago, or, you know, putting the pieces together, was it tough to keep that all
energetic? It was more or less, I was focusing in on the vocals and the production. I wasn't really looking at trying to fit into any kind of style. I think it was probably 95 I left all that behind. I was like, I just didn't want to, I mean, like the next thing I think I'd want to work on is something like a genre machine, where you mix like a bit of like acid with a bit of like rock, maybe acid rock, and, you know, just like some machine, because there's just too many kind of things that you could jump in and out. And I'm like, well, when I started, it was all house music, you know, and like it was all about a groove. And like, I'm one of the things that surprises me about the new LP is, like, I've read some of the reviews and like people saying like how soul-y it is. I'm like, whoa. I think what's happened is, like, there's a lot of soul been disappearing out of dance music. I mean, dance music at one point was soul, you know. It was, like, I know it's old people, but people like James Brown and all that, it was like real soul in it.
Yeah,
For that to just, for people to think that, like, my stuff's really soul-y because it's dance music, I'm like, oh, hang on, something's definitely missing from... either from, like, I'm putting too much soul into it, or there's like some like definitely kind of that's needed, you know. Yeah. And that was the main thing about the LP, like why it was called Essence, because it was basically a spiritual move forward for me from the last LP. The last LP was more basically I think it's the alter ego of this LP. It's like the evil side, the evil Baron compared to this LP, which is more about like love and like purity and balancing everything out.
Yeah.
You know, I think I don't know. I think the next one will probably be more focused on like dance stuff. You know, like more like progressive style. But like this one, I really did have to do it to balance out like a lot of stuff that was kind of like niggling at me. You know, there's like a lot of, and I think the vocal part of it took the time. That's what took the most time to kind of figure out if I should actually go with like a vocal thing or just like run with everybody else and got these different kind of like instrumental experimental things.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's cool, but to me and all, it's still a bit late 80s like experimental instrumental, you know.
Yeah.
Aggressive or whatever.
Would you say that this new album is more personal? Like, this is something that...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very, very, very personal.
Yeah. How did you hook up with... You've got a lot of vocalists who work on here. How did you hook up with these different people, or how did you decide who you wanted to really work with?
Well, I didn't kind of decide. It was like one of them things where you bump into people in life, you know what I mean? It's like... I don't think it's all worked out, but I think it's one of them things where basically, like, if I was to explain the story, it goes on forever, but like, I'll cut it short. It's like, I know Kia for a long, very long time, and I'd just moved down to London. She was actually visiting London. I'd literally just plugged in like the studio that I'd set up there, and she knocked on the door and came in, started singing, did like about 8 tracks together, like which one of them's on the LP. Lou, I've known since like I was in Manchester, because she lives in Manchester and all. She's from Manchester, and like at first I didn't know she was a vocalist, and I know Lou as a freelance photographer, more before I knew her as a vocalist. And we kind of got chatting about music one day because she was around doing like some photographs for someone who was interviewing me, and kind of like agreed then that we'd do something. And then like before then I'd moved down to London, and then the next time I seen her, she was signed to a record label which was round the corner from my studio, and I just thought, yeah, let's do a tune.
So photographer become musician, singer. Awesome. So you also mentioned that you have a live band as well. Where's that going? What kind of direction are you taking that?
Basically, the LP was, it's the most kind of organic work that I think I've worked on, and as in like not focusing in on like real electronic kind of sounds and everything, and I did that on purpose because I want to take it on the road live. So then like the next move I made was to get like a group together, and I've got like a bass player and a drummer and like singers who actually sing like the songs that are on the LP.
Nice.
You know what I mean? So it was basically a conscious decision, because I want everything to kind of be set in a way so I can take it out. You know what I mean? I need it to be, I don't know, more flowing than like with Black Secret Technology. It was really frustrating because I couldn't actually like have or put over a live perception of it.
Yeah.
So I never had a chance to take it on the road, which is a shame really, because there's some beautiful tracks on there and all. But with this one, it's a lot easier to take on the road.
Yeah, I should do it. Nice. Well, we'll look out for that and make sure that if it comes to our neighborhoods, you know, to check that out. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, I think in November we're going to be doing a US tour. We're doing a European tour in October, and then November.
Make it around.
Yeah.
Nice. Very cool. Also, just curious about, you know, what type of music kind of spurred your interest in producing, or what were you listening to that kind of made you realize, I want to make music myself?
Jazz.
Yeah.
I think it was jazz at first, and the first time I actually attempted to make music was when I heard like acid house stuff coming out of Chicago.
Yeah.
Because I had the same equipment like that, so it's like, well, I can do this. But I think that's when I actually decided to make records. But before then, my interest started, I think, with jazz. Well, progressive jazz, not just the normal kind of piano kind of stuff. It was real kind of experimental stuff.
Yeah.
I was into when I was a kid.
Nice. Do you have any favorites? Any?
Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock, people like that. Aldi Meola, Stanley Clarke, Lenny White. You know, them kind of people.
Yeah.
I grew up listening to them.
Nice. So maybe for the live band, give them a ring, you know?
I've got my little band together, and I think they're probably too busy to do stuff for me. But we're kind of progressing.
Get those special dates. Get the exclusive date with Herbie on the keys or something like that.
One day, maybe. Yeah,
that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we definitely appreciate you swinging through, playing some tunes. Definitely appreciated it, and enjoyed the music.
Thanks.
So everybody should, be on the lookout, pick up Essence full-length album. Long awaited. It's been a while to get the brand new music from Gerald, and I'm sure it's totally worth the wait, because we're listening to bits and pieces, and we've been playing a bunch of it the past, couple weeks and stuff. So definitely enjoy the new music, and, appreciate you coming down.
No problem.
So I hope everybody keeps an eye out for the album and for Gerald rolling through your neighborhood, so you can catch a bit of it live. This is dublive.com, and I've been talking to a guy called Gerald. I've been listening to his tunes. Right now I've been listening to some remixes of Humanity. We're going to take it back a few steps. We've got some tunes from Black Secret Technologies lined up in the CD player. Dublive.com, stay tuned. Guy called Gerald.